WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that might sound a little cheesy at first, the power of positive thinking. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Dylan, come on, isn't that just a bunch of rainbows and unicorns? Hear me out. Positive thinking isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is sunshine and roses. It's about choosing how you react to the inevitable bumps in the road. Think of it like this. Life throws you curveballs, that's a given. But how you swing at those curveballs, that's what determines whether you strike out or hit a home run. So, let's unpack this power of positive thinking thing and see how we can actually use it to build a stronger, simpler, and more focused life. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, positive thinking isn't about wearing rose-colored glasses. It's about acknowledging the challenges while focusing on solutions. Ever felt stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when everything seems bleak? That's where shifting your perspective comes in. Instead of dwelling on the problem, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this? Or, how can I use this to grow? See, it's about reframing the situation, finding the silver lining even in the darkest clouds. Secondly, your thoughts have a direct impact on your emotions and actions. Ever heard the saying, garbage in, garbage out? It applies here too. If you constantly bombard yourself with negative thoughts, well, that negativity will seep into everything you do. But if you consciously choose to focus on positive affirmations, gratitude, and things you're grateful for, boom. You'll start feeling more optimistic, motivated, and capable of tackling whatever comes your way. Thirdly, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, failures, and moments when you want to chuck it all in the bin. But don't let those setbacks define you. See them as learning opportunities, stepping stones on your journey. Every time you get back up after a fall, you build resilience and strength. Fourthly, surround yourself with positive influences. Think about the people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Spend more time with those folks. And conversely, try to distance yourself from negativity. Those individuals who constantly complain, bring you down, or drain your energy. Remember, you're responsible for cultivating a positive environment in your life. Finally, never underestimate the power of action. Positive thinking is awesome, but it's just one piece of the puzzle. To truly make a difference, you gotta take action. Set goals, break them down into smaller steps, and start moving towards what you want. Remember, even small actions can lead to big results over time. Now, let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I had this project that felt like it was going nowhere. Deadlines were looming, creativity was dry, and I was starting to feel overwhelmed. Sound familiar? I could have easily spiraled into negativity, but instead, I took a step back and reevaluated. I started by breaking the project down into smaller, manageable tasks. Then, I focused on celebrating small wins, every completed task, every breakthrough, no matter how small. And you know what? That shift in mindset made all the difference. I regained my momentum, felt more confident, and ultimately delivered a fantastic result. So, what's the takeaway here? Positive thinking isn't about being naive or ignoring challenges. It's about choosing to focus on solutions, believing in your ability to overcome obstacles, and taking action towards your goals. Remember, you have the power to shape your own reality. Choose positivity, choose growth, and choose to create a life that you love. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you incorporate positive thinking into your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism, because we've got a whole lot more wisdom and real talk coming your way. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.